Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stronger Minds with me, Kimberly Wilson. I'm a chartered practitioner, psychologist, and author with a master's degree in nutrition. So I talk about psychology, mental health, food, and everything in between. The aim is that you leave this short podcast informed and in possession of some helpful practical tips to support your well-being. This time, I want to talk to you about personality tests, and in particular, the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, or MBTI, which is widely used in recruitment and commercial settings. And for this reason, many assume that its designations are founded on solid science. So let's get into it. We'll start with a definition. Personality is a collection of psychological, including cognitive and emotional traits, that define the way someone interacts with and responds to the world. When we talk about personality, we tend to talk about traits that are stable across time. So people will say things like, "I've always been a shy person for as long as I can remember." Where shyness is a personality characteristic that indicates that someone experiences discomfort with crowds or new people. So, largely stable psychological traits that describe a person's way of seeing and being in the world. When it comes to categorizing personality, by far the most popular of the personality tests is the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, which was created by American writer Catherine Cook Briggs and her daughter Isabel Briggs Myers. Born in 1875, Catherine was a woman who graduated from college at a time when it was broadly impressed on women that their place was in the home. The daughter of a university professor and married to a physicist, Catherine wanted to contribute to intellectual life. She was a keen writer and wanted to understand personality so that she could create rounded fictional characters. And when Isabel, her only child to survive infancy, met her future husband, Clarence Myers, the study of personality took on a new importance. Clarence Myers was very different from the family, and Catherine thought it was important to learn to understand him so that she could continue to have a close relationship with her daughter. Catherine began testing the personalities of children in the neighbourhood, giving the parents forced choice, yes-no questions, and after the publication of his book, Psychological Types, she became enamoured with the work of Swiss psychoanalyst Carl Jung, even writing to and meeting up with him when he visited America. Isabel was not particularly interested in her mother's work until the 1940s, when, inspired by the war effort, she wondered whether she could develop a questionnaire that would match women entering the workforce for the first time with the jobs best suited to their personalities. After years of development and testing on her son's friends, among others, she signed contracts with management consultants and universities to use the MBTI. The first manual was published by the Educational Testing Service, a publisher of psychometric tests, and then in 1975, a contract was signed with Consulting Psychologist Press in California. The test starts to take off in corporations in the 1980s. Reportedly, over 50 million people have taken the MBTI. So does it do what it says on the tin? Two important qualities for a clinical tool are its validity and reliability. Validity is simply, does it assess for what it says it assesses for? Reliability is about the consistency of the outcome. If I do the test again and again and again, will I get consistent results? Unfortunately, on both of these measures, the MBTI fails. First, validity. The Myers-Briggs organises people into dichotomies across four dimensions: introversion versus extroversion, sensing versus intuition, thinking versus feeling, and judging versus perception. However, personality does not fall into discrete categories in this way. Personality is a spectrum and typically follows a normal distribution, or what is known as a bell curve. This distribution means that most people sit somewhere in the middle, with very few individuals sitting at the extremes. For example, very few people will be 100% introverted or extroverted. They will sit somewhere in the middle, sometimes very much needing to be alone, and other times craving lively group connection. Also, and really importantly, thinking and feeling are not mutually exclusive. In fact, good decision making requires both reason to evaluate the options and feeling to give the decision meaning. Psychological research has found that other than introversion, extroversion, the dimensions of the MBTI don't correlate with known valid personality constructs. We can also consider predictive validity. A construct has predictive validity if it allows you to make accurate predictions that can be tested. Gravity is a valid construct because it will tell me how quickly an object will fall to the Earth, and I can test that. But the MBTI is unable to make any meaningful predictions about how you're likely to respond in a given situation, whether you will be compatible with another type, or how well suited you are for a particular role, which is strange considering it's used by a large number of corporations. In fact, the MBTI website says, quote, "The MBTI questionnaire should never be used in recruitment or selection because it does not measure a person's skills or abilities, just their underlying personality preferences. These preferences are not necessarily reflected in their behavior because, as complex and adaptable human beings, we are able to modify our behavior accordingly to what is most appropriate and useful in any given situation." End quote. So it doesn't measure what I can do or what I'll be good at. It just measures, apparently, my preferences. But even then, that doesn't matter because I'm able to adjust my preferences, my behaviours, my actions, my decisions to suit the environment and the situation at hand. So is it really telling me anything useful? Whatever the type that is indicated, it doesn't say anything about that person's suitability for the role or how they will behave. The MBTI has also been shown to be unreliable. Over a 4-week retest period, fully 35% of people have a different designation. That is, I have a 1-in-3 chance of being told that I have a different personality type at the end of January than I did at the beginning of it. Other research pushes that number up to 75%. But beyond this, personality is not static. Not only does personality shift over time, i.e. as we age, but also significant life events, your loves and losses, can shift personality characteristics or patterns of responding too. In fact, moving house can change how you react to the world. Perhaps you've heard that Londoners are an unfriendly bunch. And in fact, research bears this out, and I say this as a born and bred Londoner. I'll talk more about this research in a later episode, but for now, we can say that personality characteristics may meaningfully reflect or be influenced by your environment and conditions. On their website, the Myers-Briggs suggests that the tool is valuable during interviewing because it reduces the opportunity for unconscious bias. But assuming that people aren't faking their responses, which is easily done, particularly when you know that an organisation might be looking for a particular type of person, in as far as an organisation is selecting for a type, they're not actually reducing bias at all, particularly if you're not controlling for cultural differences. For example, in some cultures, it's frowned upon to stand out from the crowd. So if an organisation is selecting on the basis of extroversion, then they might just be masking or even justifying a bias on the grounds of personality fit or culture fit to the organisation. So, invalid, unreliable, and uncorrelated to the body of personality research. So why is it so popular? I'll answer that question after the break.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The advertisements are automatically generated, so I have no idea what you just heard. You'll get a different one depending on where you are in the world. If you would prefer an ad-free listening experience, or you simply enjoy the podcast, you find it personally valuable, perhaps you're someone who's used my resources in the classroom, sent it to friends, used it with your own clients, please consider becoming a patron. It's the price of a hot chocolate once a month and allows me to sustain the podcast. But if that's not accessible to you, you can always listen to the free feed, which is the one you're listening to right now. It's exactly the same content. If you're interested in becoming a patron, it's patreon.com/Kimberly Wilson, and that's Kimberly with an L-E-Y. You'll find a link in the show notes. And on that note, I'd like to thank my patrons and welcome aboard Jane. Thank you very much for your support. I asked my audience on Instagram what their MBTI type was and whether they found it useful. What was very interesting is that many people described feeling skeptical about its validity, but at the same time, feeling that it was an accurate description of their personality. And this speaks to some interesting features of human psychology. And I'll demonstrate with some examples. Here are some overview descriptions from the MBTI website. People with this preference rely on past experiences when making decisions. Next one. Because of their resourceful nature and their ability to remain calm under pressure, others often rely on this type for help when things get tough. Next, people with these preferences tend to have great awareness of others. They thrive on harmony and conflict resolution, and they're often happiest as part of a group. Friendly and personable, these people love to encourage others, have meaningful conversations, and work towards a shared goal. Finally, people with these preferences tend to see life as a complex system. Work, family, and relationships are all puzzles for them to examine and figure out. If you recognized yourself in there, I wouldn't be surprised because these are general descriptions of human nature. Relying on past experience, for example, is the very basis of all human decision-making. And, of course, the vast majority of people prefer harmony to conflict. In psychological research, this is known as the Barnum effect, the tendency to describe as highly accurate and personal something that is actually very vague and could apply to the majority. Add to that confirmation bias, where you seek and prefer information that confirms prior beliefs. In this case, most people would like to think of themselves as aware, resourceful, and deep. Or the self-fulfilling prophecy, where you start to believe your own labels. And you can start to see why so many people feel that these descriptions really speak to them. And perhaps this isn't a big deal if you're just doing it for fun. But considering there is no free version of this test, I think that's less likely. If you're paying $60 to take a test, you're probably looking for something. Because ultimately, I think, we find ourselves and other people confounding. We don't have access to the minds of others, so we can never truly know them. And much of our own internal world is unconscious, So sometimes we feel like we can't even know ourselves. This can feel deeply unsettling, and personality tests offer the promise of a neat and tidy framework and a label to provide definition to the otherwise amorphous tangle of thoughts, sensations, drives, and experiences that make up ourselves. Many people find the MBTI a helpful springboard for self-reflection, which could be a positive thing for them. But they should know that there is nothing in the test or its outcomes that should be used for the basis of decision-making, whether that's recruitment or romantic compatibility. It just doesn't hold scientific water. But then, that's what an INTP would say. Okay, that's all I have for you this time. If you like me in your ears, you might enjoy me in your inbox. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter where I tackle a different mental health theme every month. Things like the psychology of taste and flavor, love, money, stress, and personality. You can sign up in the link in the episode description. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider either sharing it or leaving a positive review. And that just leaves me to thank you very much for listening. And until next time, take very good care.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.